Spindle Opry Time, starring Red Foley.
Now, ever since I've been so high, I've been a fool for Tita Pie. It makes no difference how I stuff. I never seem to get enough. Pie, pie, tater pie. P-I-E-E-I-P pie. E for I for pass, pizza pie for I. Just love that tater pie. I'm looking for a gal that cooks. I don't care much the way she looks. I'll be hers until I die if she can make a tater pie. I love tater pie. P-I-E-I-P pie. Chocolate cherry, boysenberry, nothing's good as tater pie. Now after we have made the match, we'll raise a great big tater patch. And we'll just let the world go by, live on love and tater pie. I love tater pie, P-I-E-I-P pie. Hold your tater, stay a little later, and we'll all have some tater pie.
We're looking forward to a tall tale or two as told to us by one of America's funniest men. We thank a good friend from Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield.
Well, thank you, man, for that very fine music. Much obliged. Howdy, Mr. Foley.
Howdy, Rodney. How you doing?
Hey, buddy? Mr. Foley, I'm going to get one on you now. I'm going to get a good joke on Rodney.
You always get a joke on
Do me. You know what the little chicken said when it found an orange in its mama's nest?
Do I know what the little chicken said when it found an orange in its mama's nest?
Yeah.
Oh, look what an orange marmalade.
The way it was supposed to be, Mr. Foley. I was supposed to tell the funny part.
You sure were going, you.
Hey, Mr. Foley, I'm having a lot of trouble with my gal, Susie.
Always having trouble with Susie.
The other day I went out and I bought her some new stockings, but she didn't like them.
She didn't? What was the matter with the stockings?
I don't know, Mr. Foley, unless they're too short. Susie said they just didn't quite come up to her expectations. Another thing, Mr. Foley, that gal don't dress near as neat as she used to.
Why do you say that?
Well, the last time I seen Susie, she was wearing one of them our Civil War dresses.
What on earth is a Civil War dress?
That's a dress where the North keeps pulling away from the South. And skimpy? Skimpy, I'm telling you, Red, that was the skimpiest dress I've seen in my life. It's one of my gownless evening straps. I called her and she says, "I'll be right out, Rod." Uh-huh. And she wasn't kidding.
Rod, where'd you go to, party or something like that?
Yeah, I went to a party, Mr. Foley. Mm-hmm. My Uncle Sipe gave one of them our costume parties.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble is, Uncle Sipe didn't stay long, he said.
You mean at his own, costume?
No,
party?
He didn't stay long. You know how he loves to take a little drink now and then. Poor old man.
Yeah.
Well, he just stayed there for about an hour in the court. I'll tell you one thing, though, Mr. Foley. I seen the best costumes at that party I ever seen in my life. A fella come dressed in a bright green suit. Mm-hmm. Very green suit, and underneath the suit was his red long-handled underwear.
Yeah.
And the whole back end of that green suit was all cut out.
Rod, what in the world was this fella supposed to be?
A stuffed olive. Miss Polly, I'd love to visit with you longer, but I'll declare I've got to go and see about my rabbits.
Where are you going?
I'm raising rabbits. You know, everybody's raising them there white rabbits now. You know, they raise them to eat.
They're good, too.
Yeah, I love fried rabbits. Boy, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, ain't nothing no better than fried rabbit. You know what they call them there rabbits that's raised inside the building?
No, what, Rod? That...
ingrown hairs.
I've known some fishermen in my life, and I've known some singers, too. And here's a man, though, that can't make up his mind whether he'd rather fish than sing or sing than fish. But I guarantee you he does both about as well as they can be done. And I mean that goodwill ambassador from Op, Alabama, the one and only Lou Childrey. Lou, come out here, buddy. Hey, come on. Yes, sir. The one and only. Lou, buddy, we're glad to say that's a new guitar you got there, ain't it?
Yes, sir, what? Mr. Red. That is a new one. Don't shine, boy. Look at that.
Yeah. What'd you do to that old one?
Well, sir, man, you know I had to have something to carry my fish bait in. Don't you know that?
That might go to any extreme. Lou, you've been making some records here lately, haven't
you?
Yeah,
for Mercury,
uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what. I think the folks would like to hear one of your very latest records.
Well, I got a light Lou Childrey arrangement here on one of the Light of Love classics. I wonder if I could use your ensemble.
Yes, sir. They available.
Boys, not too fast and not too slow now. We want it just right, so it'll be sweet. Right out through the pig pen I come with a hog calling blues.
Here we go.
Pig, pig, pig.
Sacred song, Lord, I'm coming home. I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin.
Coming home, coming home.
The Joe and Nair's around back. Yeah, there they are. I see them all right there. You boys all ready?
Huh?
All right, suppose we hear a little spiritual here called Something Within. Huh?
All that I know there's something within, oh Lord, something within, got a hold of the reins, something within me banishes pain, oh yes, something within me.
I've got a kind of a crush on this gal that we're going to hear from now. And from your response week after week, I'd say that you have too. So let's get her out here. Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just proud to be here. Well, somebody suggested tonight that I ought to come out here and start throwing kisses at the fellers. Imagine me throwing kisses at fellers. Oh, I ain't that lazy. But I don't have to worry none as long as I have my feller Hezzy. I've been going out with Hezzy now for a long time. I use that going out. That's something new I picked up. I used to say keeping company. But not anymore. I'm real modern. I say going out now. I've been going out with Hezzy since I wore pigtails. I wore pigtails till I was 24. About 2 or 3 years ago. It wasn't that them there pigtails improved my appearance. It was just that I was so shy. When a fella's trying to kiss a girl that's shy, pigtails make awful good handles. Well, we sure have been having nice weather in Grinder Switch. Well, that's the best place in Tennessee to live at.
Excuse me, Minnie.
Yes, Rodney.
Did I hear you say that Grinder Switch was the best place in Tennessee to live at?
That's right.
Well, Flitter, I guess you never heard the Hornwall.
Well,
Ned, I'll tell you one thing. Everybody and everything is so healthy down there. While we grow pumpkins down there so big that the folks just cut them in half and use them for bathtubs.
Oh, well, that's fairly large for a pumpkin. Almost as large as a grinder switch mushmelon.
Yeah, well, we can't grow no mushmelons in Hornwall.
That's what I thought. You got to have good, rich soil for mushmelons.
Yeah, that's the trouble, Minnie. Our soil is too rich. Why, the vines grow so fast to wear the marshmallows out, just dragging them along on the ground.
Well, I know one thing. We sure grow the biggest mews in Grinders than any place else in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Biggest mews.
Yeah.
I tell you, Minnie, you know what you're talking about. Well, everybody knows the biggest jackasses come from Hornball.
That's the first time you've been right.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, you ought to know.
Sure, I do.
Oh.
Look, Rodley. Now, wait, Rodley. Let's don't argue. Did you get the note I sent you the other day?
Yeah, I did, Minnie. But tell me, honey, what was that all them our little old exes doing on the bottom of the letter there?
Oh, didn't you know, Rodley?
No, what they mean?
Them kisses.
Kisses?
Yeah.
Boy, you sure have got funny shaped lips.
Do you remember when we used to go around together before you met Susie and I met Hezzy?
Yeah.
Remember when I still had them big old braces on my teeth?
I sure do, Minnie. I sure do. Every time you smiled, you looked like the front end of a new Buick.
Oh, yeah. So that's why one night you kissed the car and backed me in the garage.
Well, sir, I guess we've got the stage all set here for Mr. Lou Childrey to come back out here. Lou, come on out here, buddy.
Ring the bell, then.
Well, you're ready to go, huh?
We ride aboard the elevated train. Well, it's riding on the elevated railroad. This planet just suits me. People living here, the fact that everything, looking back the river when the shade's high so you can see. Now in the first room I saw a man a-shaving. He was frowning like the razor hurt his face. And in the next room I saw a bulldog gazing. Had a cat upon the window he had chased. In the next room I saw a lady cooking. While the man was going through his evening mail. And in the next room I saw a little baby. He was trying hard to bite his dog's tail. Oh, it's riding on the elevated railroad. It's pleasant and it just suits me. Take a day or night and know you'll find old Lou's right. Well, it's a very funny sight you will see. All right, Mr. Dollar. Now you can ride in taxi cabs or in the subway. Aeroplanes are nice in summertime. But folks, you don't know what you're really missing until you ride upon the elevated line. In the next room I saw a couple spooning while all the lights were turned down low. And the next room I saw an old maid praying for a man who's whispered, honey, I love you so. Behave yourself. Well, it's riding on the elevated railroad. It's pleasant and it just suits me. People living near the track and everything. You're looking back the river when the shade's high so you can see. So take a day or night and know you'll find old Lou's right. Some very funny sights you will see. Thank you. Hey!
Well, that's our long, lean, and lanky friend Spring Bean, the Badger Pickings man this side of the Cumberland River. So keep it going there, Spring. Lonesome Road Blues, boy. Ready tonight.
I'm way down in jail on my knees. I'm way down in jail on my knees. I'm way down in jail on my knees. And it's gonna be yes, sweet. I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. And I'm going to treat it
years ago. Many tears ago, you said you loved me. Oh, how happy was this heart of mine. Then a dark cloud came out of nowhere, and the sun went down no more to shine. Many tears ago I learned to well love what it means to bear a heavy load. I found out just what is meant by sorrow. Many tears ago along life's
country artist has come to you through the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.